All right, guys, we're back for another episode of Train My Nose for Smelling. I've got two other scents here that my wife has pulled from the sensory aroma kit that I purchased. Those have been poured already onto this. And then what I did is I brought two fantastic tequilas. One of them, my favorite, Ensueño. This is the brand new Batch 9. I can't wait to try this one in here. Let's get the bag. There you go. And then also one of my favorite new tequilas that I've been enjoying, a high proof Bramido. Both of these have such different characteristics that I put them in the solo blind. So I don't know which tequila is which. So that is going to make this a little more interesting because I'm going to nose the different sticks that I have and try to tell you what flavors that I'm picking up off of those and then how those flavors actually affect each one of these unique tequilas and see if we can find these scents in the tequila and also maybe even guess which tequila they are. So let's do the first one here. Ooh, that's very vegetal. Almost like piney. I want to say, oh, it's kind of sweet too. So I want to say almost like sage or maybe even clove. I'm going to stick in that grassy note. There's maybe a touch of citrus that could be throwing me off a little bit, but let's stick with sage. I think that one's going to be sage. So let's see if I can find that in the nose of these tequilas. Oh, this one does have like a grassy note. Now I think my nose is influenced by the smell I had before. Nice cooked agave, but there's still this like maybe grassy note there. Ooh, this one's almost smoky. Okay, wow, that's very floral in this note. And it's got like a really nice cooked agave note. So let's dive into this one here. This is the other little vial here that I have. Oh, that's straight pepper. I can get that. This is black pepper. This straight black pepper. Ooh, that changes this one. This one all of a sudden becomes earthy. You can smell the pepper in it. It gets very spicy as well. Really nice cooked agave. That's crazy how a scent can change how the nose of the tequila is. This one becomes cinnamon. When you put this note here, the cooked agave turns into like a cinnamon note. So let's see how these different flavors or aromas change the flavor. Okay, that makes that extremely floral, like a grassy floral cinnamon agave bomb. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know if I've ever tasted a tequila like that. Okay, so let's do this one. I actually smell whatever this is, sage or, gosh, I don't know, I'm going to say sage. That becomes earthy, citrusy, and also floral, like with a really nice, weird floral note. I would recommend anybody who's trying to learn how to pick up flavors to do this, because this is really crazy. So this is the one that definitely smells just like pepper, just like black cracked pepper. Brings out that pepper note. Brings out this cooked agave note, changes it to be very vegetal, almost like celery. This is so weird. Like you have to try this. So, okay. So I get black pepper. I get this funky agave note, pepper, floral, cinnamon. That's amazing. So this is crazy. Okay. So first let's reveal the scents that we have. This one is number one. So let's crack open the book. What is number one? Number one is clove. So number one is clove. My wife picked these out for me and put them on the smeller here. Clove-like aromas are in wine are found alongside spice notes such as cinnamon, allspice, enhancing the overall sensorial experience. Totally. Like the way that it changed what you're smelling is absolutely nuts. This was number 19. I guarantee this is pepper. If I'm wrong, I'll quit doing this because it just smells like fresh cracked pepper. That's one that I can definitely smell. Number 19, pepper. Where is that? There you go. Pepper. See that? And black pepper aromas are depth in red wines, often complementing dark fruit or savory elements. The expression is enhanced by blah, 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 terroir, climate, whatever. It's talking about wine, but to learn these smells are crazy. So now let's, so based on what I think I'm smelling, and I could be completely wrong, I'm going to say this one is Ensueño. Ensueño. There is a cinnamon compound in the nose of this that I always pick up. So that means this one is Bramido. This is a fantastic new tequila. And this wasn't about which one was which, right? Or which one is better. These are two absolutely amazing brands of tequila. And pairing them with a sensory process to learn how to pick up these smells, this is so fun. So if you haven't tried this, or if you're really wanting to go to the next level of picking out flavors, I suggest giving these kits a try. and tasting them with different tequilas is a lot of fun. We'll have another one of these coming up soon. Thanks for watching. Let me know what you think of this experiment and if you think this is helpful or if you think this is cool. And if you want to try, put some messages in the comments. I'd love to see what you guys think. Cheers. Thanks for watching.